Hello everyone and welcome to another new episode of Health Insights with me, Tamanna. And today we have a very special guest amongst us, Dr. Manju Panda, Senior Diabetes Educator, Nutritionist and Program Manager at Max Healthcare. Dr. Manju Panda has a wide experience of more than 20 years as a nutritionist and diabetes counselor and is associated with Max Hospital since 2007. Amaya Vox. The new perspective. Welcome, ma'am, and we are very glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
And today's discussion is based on the topic, is today's lifestyle a contributor for type 2 diabetes? So let's begin our discussion with this first question. What exactly is type 2 diabetes?
Yes, Tamanna, you're right. There's a very common question that normally we all have in our mind. What is diabetes? So diabetes is a chronic condition that affects the way the body processes blood glucose. Mm-hmm. We all know that whatever food we have is converting into glucose, and with the help of insulin, body utilizes that glucose to convert into energy.
Yes, ma'am.
In type 2 diabetes, either body is not making sufficient insulin or not using it effectively.
All right.
You know, they're the strange figures. More than 60% of diabetes data is from Asian population. And on world map, we are on the second position in number of diabetes.
That is really surprising.
There are commonly two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is seen in the youngsters, where there's no insulin production in the body. And type 2 is the diabetes, which is with our lifestyle. Earlier, it used to be seen in 40 plus people, but now we are seeing very young, even kids are having type 2 diabetes.
So ma'am, why do you think more and more young people are going towards type 2 diabetes?
Tamanna, you're right. Now it's going, the type 2 diabetes is growing in young because they're more of couch potato, sitting long hours.
True.
Odd meal timings, food habits are, we are growing towards the packet and, you know, healthy to ready to eat kind of food like juice, packet stuff, aerated drinks, fried and oily food. So today's generation is growing towards this kind of food habits. Physical activities has reduced, there are more equipments. Late sleeping hours are a biggest contributor to type 2 diabetes.
That is absolutely true. So ma'am, what do you think, what are the changes we need to make in our lifestyle?
We have reached to the time where we need to make a change. So very, very important that we start eating healthy. Make sure we involve fresh fruits and vegetables in our diet. Mm-hmm. Avoid processed and packet food. Use more of a complex carbohydrates like, you know, we have got the whole wheat product or the whole pulses, sprouts, this kind of stuff. Use low-fat products. Use less sugary food. Avoid sugars as much as possible.
Yes.
Eat more of, healthy snacks like roasted chanas or the sprouts or, paneer or chicken or something like that.
That is very important.
Yes. What we can do for this is very, very important and very simple to understand. So nowadays, we all are working from home and we know we are sitting on a system for long working hours. So if we have long sitting hours, we should keep mobilizing ourselves after every half an hour. Get up from the chair, do some stretching exercise. That will be good. Eat healthy and balanced diet. Include lots of seasonal fruits and vegetables. WHO recommends that there should be 3 to 4 fruit intake and 3 to 4 different kind of vegetable intake every day. Take healthy drinks. Remove juices and aerated drinks from your list. Shift to more of fresh lime water, fresh lime soda, buttermilk, coconut water, mango panna, or shakes with less sugars or lassi. Next is use complex form of carbohydrate like more of whole wheat products, whole pulses like chana, rajma, lobia, etc. Even germinating pulses will also make it healthier and more nutritious. Your cooking method, lesser on a frying and, you know, oily. So use more of a roasted, boil, steam kind of cooking methods. And early meal, that means 2 hours of your waking up, you must have your breakfast. And 2 to 3 hours before your bedtime, you must have your dinner. Very important to not to miss on that, keep hydrating yourself.
Yes.
So make sure your water intake should not be less than 2.5 to 3 liters a day.
Okay. So ma'am, what do you think are the ways in which one can come out of diabetes?
Yes, Tamanna, this is today's need, that we should help people to come out of diabetes. And you know, Professor Roy Taylor did one study also on reversal of type 2 diabetes. So in which the conclusion is, if we help people to achieve ideal body weight, then we can make it reversing or coming out of it as possible. So in this study, you know, they have enregistered people who are having more than BMI, more than 30. And with their lifestyle changes and their dietary food habit changes, they have converted diabetics to pre-diabetic and pre-diabetic to non-diabetic condition. It was very interesting study. Mm-hmm. We took it as a role model. And in our hospital, we did the similar kind of study where we were able to, take out people from landing up to the diabetes to pre-diabetes and pre-diabetes to non-diabetic condition.
Yes, ma'am.
By making their lifestyle healthy, by helping them to lose weight.
So, ma'am, what exactly are the symptoms? How can we identify that one is a diabetic? What are the basic and the most common symptoms that one can have?
Yes, very correct. Symptoms of diabetes are very simple. You may feel increased thirst, frequent urination, more hunger, fatigue, tiredness, weight loss or weight gain, blurred vision.
All right.
And sometimes you have got no symptom of having high sugars.
Okay, ma'am. And I'd also like to know, what is BMI? Like, BMI is a very commonly used term. What exactly is BMI? Can you explain, ma'am?
So BMI is a ratio of your height and weight, in which we take square of your height, and height should be in meters, will be divided by your weight in kilograms. So as per the recommendation, if your BMI is between 19 to 23, you are healthy weight. If you are between 23 to 27, you are overweight. And if your BMI is more than 27, then you are in obese category. That means you have to really work on your weight.
All right. What according to you, ma'am, is ideal body weight?
It is very simple to know what is your ideal body weight. So take your height in centimeters. Suppose you are 162 centimeters.
Okay.
Minus 100 out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are 162 centimeters minus 100, that means your ideal body weight should be 62 kgs. And if you're aging less than 30 years, that means your ideal body weight should be between 58 to 62 kgs. If you are between the age of 30 to 40 years, your weight should be between 60 to 62 kgs. And if you are more than 40, then that means your weight acceptable is 62 to 65 kgs.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. We are so glad to have you amongst us today. And for all the information regarding diabetes, I'm sure all the people listening out there must have definitely benefited from this. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you for joining. And see you all next time in the next episode with a new guest and a new topic. Keep listening to Health Insights by Amaya Walks. That's me, Tamanna, signing off. Thank you.
Amaya Walks. The new perspective.